My name is Carly Miller. I am a health educator with the Northwestern Health Unit in Fort Frances.
I'm Samantha Stewart, and I am the first assistant manager at Fort Frances Safeway.
So we are talking about Toonies for Tummies. Carly, if you want to explain what this is all about.
Toonies for Tummies is a till fundraising campaign. It's through the Grocery Foundation with participating grocery stores, so Safeway in our community. It's a donation campaign where shoppers are able to add a donation at the till if they choose to, and the funds that are raised 100% go into our student nutrition programs, which we help to coordinate through the Northwestern Health Unit, and go right back directly into our area schools.
Is this something new, the campaign itself?
It's been around for quite a few years.
How has it done? What kind of support do you get?
Last year we made our goal. Our goal was $2,000 and we did $2,300, which was amazing.
And do you have a goal this year?
We do. Our goal this year is $2,100, which I'm sure that our community could surpass.
So kind of bumping it up every year to...
Yeah.
So Carly, in terms of the need, how important is this for our programs?
It's a huge asset, and it's wonderful that we have the support that we do in our community, because as you probably are aware, the Health Unit works in various nutrition programs in our communities to help provide nutritious school-based meal and snack programs for students, and that of course goes back into their healthy growth and development as well too. So it is highly important, and I think that we could come together as a community to hopefully help to raise some funds, because those go back directly into our schools, which really just help to benefit everybody.
And so does the Health Unit then buy the food for the breakfast programs?
So how it happens is the funds that are raised go through the Grocery Foundation's Toonies for Tummies campaign. And then the Health Unit is a member of Student Nutrition Program Ontario. So then the funds go from the Grocery Foundation to Student Nutrition Program Ontario. And then they are distributed through SNP, or Student Nutrition Program Ontario, to our local schools. And then the schools are able to use them to purchase foods either for, say, like breakfast programs. Lots of schools have breakfast programs. And then some also have snack programs as well. So really, schools are the best judge of where the funds are needed most. They are the ones that are able to use that towards what programs work best in their schools.
And Samantha, is it just Toonies you're asking for?
It goes by $2 donations. You could donate $20 and it'll just be anything times two.
Okay, so you don't have to just $2 if you want. It could be any...
denomination of two.
So if it's $3, it doesn't work?
Normally, if somebody wants to donate $3, we put them all together. So all the extra dollars, I'll still be able to take that, and I put it together, and I do one big donation through all of them
right,
for the day.
So it's any donation, basically, then.
Absolutely. But,
yeah, gotcha. Okay.
Sobeys matches donations up to $215,000. So I definitely am suggesting people get in as soon and donate for our community so that the company will also match those donations for our community.
And that, of course, really helps our schools.
Absolutely.
Carly, the amount of money raised here, that all comes back here, right?
100% of the funds raised in Fort Frances in partnership with our local Safeway come back to our community. So those donations, when they come back, they're shared among Fort Frances schools based on the average number of meals that the school provides per day. Thank you so much for allowing us the opportunity to help promote this further, and we really hope that we can get Fort Frances to surpass that donation threshold from last year.
I'm sure that they will.
If it's only $2, you know, it's one cup of coffee, and it can help a lot of kids.
We really rely on our local partnerships to help ensure that students have access to healthy food in their schools, and we're just eternally grateful for these partnerships and schools to help support student nutrition programs in our community.
And we're grateful for all of the customers that step forward and are willing to help within this community.